Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down in New York City. You could be holding it down wherever you at. I don't know where you are. At work, at home, on the road, you could be Uber driving, Lyft driving, Amazon driving, ambulance driving. I don't know what you're driving. I'm happy that you're here. Shout out to the bartenders too. Restaurant workers, hospitality workers, hotel, people in the hospital. Different type of hospitality. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. After that, they're going to tell me to shut up and leave. And that's okay. I've been here for 3 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. And it's Thursday, which meant or means that we have Thursday night football. The Chicago Bears beat the Carolina Panthers. The final score is 16-13. Chicago Bears improved their record to 3-7. Still ugly, still bad. And Carolina, even worse. Their record is 1-8. And unfortunately, being bad is not going to pay off. Because the Carolina Panthers, they drafted Bryce Young, number one overall. They got that pick from the Bears. And in exchange, the Bears have the Panthers' first-round pick in 2024. And so if Bryce Young is going to suck, the team is going to be awful. The Bears get their pick, which at this point is going to be number one overall. And at this point, the Bears will also own their own first-round pick, which will likely be right now today, would have been 5. So being bad for Carolina this season, not necessarily going to pay off. This is bad in Chicago. This was an ugly game. Field goals all over the damn place. So we'll continue talking about it. Before we went to break, we also kind of just teased Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, being sued. I don't want to say for being insensitive, but they had a defensive lineman. He said that he was suffering from depression, he having issues showing up. And Lane Kiffin sounded a little insensitive about his situation. We'll hear Lane Kiffin go crazy in a few minutes. But let's get back to this Thursday night football game. And let's just get to the point. There were only a few exciting plays, if I want to call them that. And so let's start off. This was a touchdown early. The Panthers actually scored. Yeah, touchdown. They only won. A 79-yard punt return to get things going early in the first. Listen to this. Panthers Radio Network.
Gill's punt chases Smith Marset inside the 25. Breaks a tackle. Gets the 25. He's got the 30, 35, 40. Smith Marset's got a chance. He's got midfield down the right sideline. 35. Past the punter. Still in bounds. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Amir Smith Marset, 76 yards. House call.
And then we saw a bunch of field goals. Too many damn field goals. A lot of them. Until Deontay Foreman came through a 4-yard rushing touchdown in the third to put the Bears on top with the extra point, 16-10. This is from the Bears radio network.
Second down and goal at the 4-yard line. Bajie with a back to his right. Mooney in motion. He hands off. Foreman twisting, diving into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown! Bears have the lead. 15-10 on a 3-yard run, 4-yard run by the big hoss, Deontay Foreman, against his old team. Number 21 is in the end zone.
Went into the end zone, yep. There it goes. It's 16-10. Carolina would pull even closer. 13-16. And then with about a minute and 40 seconds left on the clock, the Carolina Panthers had an opportunity to tie it. This is fourth down. You either go for it or you kick the ball and try to tie the game. The Panthers tried to tie the game. Listen to this. This is what happened.
His career long is 56. 1:40 to go. Panthers have two timeouts. So if they don't make this, the Bears win it with a first down. Jansen to snap. Hecker puts it down. Pinheiro's kick is up. It's not going to get there. It's short. The kick is no good, and Chicago takes over near midfield. The Panthers still have two timeouts. There's 1:35 to go. And the only chance now for Carolina, you have to get Chicago off the field with a three and out. A first down ends the game.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. They got the first down. The game is over. Chicago won 16-13. Tyson Bagent, now his fourth start in place of Justin Fields, who's been dealing with that dislocated thumb. Tyson Bagent, 162 yards passing, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. He also didn't get sacked one damn time. Bryce Young, 185 yards passing, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. He was sacked three times. I know people are expecting a whole hell of a lot more from this number one overall draft pick. Listen, folks, it is still season number one. I get it. C.J. Stroud is having one of the best rookie seasons by a quarterback ever. I think 14 touchdowns to only one interception. That ain't in the cards for everybody. Don't quit on Bryce Young. Don't quit yet. Bryce Young spoke after the game. And yes, he talked about how terrible he is and how they need to be better. Listen.
Yeah, we're all frustrated. Frustrating situation to be in. It's not who we are, not who we want to be, but that's what we are. We put on tape, we are put in the field, and we have to be better. Our defense, ball, great game, start to finish. We have to be better. I have to be better, first and foremost. I have to be a lot better. So, you know, we have to be better. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. And that's not me. That's not just me. That's everyone. You know, we're competitors. Losing is frustrating.
It is. Montez Sweat, the latest or newest Chicago Bear, also got that new contract. He didn't get credited for a sack, but he hit this man, Bryce Young, three times. He spoke to Amazon after the game with Kaylee Harding, and he talked about the W.
Yeah, it was a full team effort, all 11 guys to the ball. The guys in the back end did a great job, but my fellow partners up front, man, they was getting after the cue, man. It was a great effort by the whole team.
Can you describe the mentality that you brought when you showed up in Chicago 1 week ago? Because Eddie Jackson told me you immediately upped the energy level of this defense.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in, find my sweet spot, man, and just keep on going, man, and just lean on my brothers.
How much more comfortable did you feel in this defense, game two, compared to game one?
I felt a lot more comfortable. I was more familiar with the calls and stuff like that, but there's still some tweaks and ins and outs that I got to get around, and I'm sure those come about as the season go around.
I know you've been focused on the defense, but what can you say about Tyson Bagent and the way he is owning this moment?
Yeah, he did great. Man, the biggest thing was no turnovers. So the coach kept on saying the ball, the ball, the ball. As long as we take it and we got to start creating some turnovers, then we'll be all right.
All right. Chicago Bears got the Detroit Lions next. I'm not so sure that Tyson Bagent will be out there. I assume Justin Fields will be healthy, will be back. And this is basically a real showcase. This entire season was supposed to be a showcase for Justin Fields. And he wowed at certain points. I think there was that 1 week, a span of two games in like 5 days. He threw like eight touchdowns. And then the very next game, he looked like he was completely lost. And I think he's done. Not this year, but as a Chicago Bears starting quarterback, they're going to take a QB. I'd be surprised if they don't. I think it makes all the sense in the world for Ryan Poles, if he wants to protect his own job status, if he wants to provide himself his own runway, he needs to draft his own quarterback. In doing that, just to protect and cover his own ass, it extends his own runway for at minimum another 3 years. I'd take a QB. I'd be like, hey, I didn't draft him. I didn't take him. Pace took him. I'm Poles. Don't get the two Ryans confused. Give me my time. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls. And then I want you to hear Lane Kiffin lose his mind against one of his players in a private meeting. Aaron is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? I just had to call you up, man. It almost got me up out of my sleep, man, when I heard the guy commenting on Bryce Young and trashing him out, man. I just want to give a little history to some folks that may have just came out of a cave for the past, 10 years or so. I lived in the Carolinas for 14 years. And even with Cam Newton being an MVP, they never, ever invested in an offensive line. They never, ever went for a number one draft pick offensive line. They never took pride into protection for their quarterback, no matter which caliber quarterback they ever had. Now, with saying that, the year that they went to the Super Bowl, they got Michael Orr on his last leg and was able to give Cam Newton over 2 seconds inside of the pocket, and they were able to lead the league in offense. It just shows how important it is to have an offensive line, regardless to whomever. And like you say, this is his first year. This is a pure athlete, and he is a competitor, and he comes from winning. So you can't just throw him out to the wolves just yet. I think with the development and some help around him with protection, it would give him time. I believe he will make the correct decisions.
Yeah, I hope so. And thank you, Aaron, for calling from New Orleans. We do see a new owner here in David Tepper. Scott Fitterer has to go ahead and build out around him. I mean, it's tough. I always say this is not a difficult thing to understand or comprehend. The worst teams get to pick the best players. The best players don't necessarily wake up, roll into the team, and all of a sudden make them better. It does not work that way. There's a process there. They didn't draft him and an offensive line. They only drafted Bryce Young. And unfortunately, the investment of bringing in Bryce Young also meant that this season, when this season concludes in 2024, that they're not going to have their first-round pick. And so the short of it is, has Bryce Young looked great? No, he has not. The team has looked bad as an overall. It doesn't mean that he sucks. It doesn't mean that he's a bust. So let's slow down. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Travis, calling from Fairfax. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
The great thing I want to call you, young man, God bless you as always, is that I want to ask you, like, tonight, and you've been talking about earlier, this game was trash, obviously, who cares? But these two teams on the draft next year are number one Carolina, compensatory Chicago, and number three in Chicago. Am I correct?
I don't think so. I don't have it in front of me, but I think the New York Giants.
What I saw today.
Hold on. Damn. You asked me a question. Can I finish talking?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. There's two things here. Somewhere in there, the New York Giants are kind of smashed in there. That's number one. And number two, it's also kind of irrelevant what's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, because we still have about 7, 8 more weeks to go in the NFL season. But go ahead, please.
My point to you on that was, and I'm sorry I interrupted you. My point to you was what I saw today on a figure on TV was, one, Carolina, the two behind it, with Chicago.
Travis, that has changed. From what you saw on TV today has changed post tonight. And so what I'm telling you now is what that exact order is now irrelevant. We just had a conversation with a gentleman about 10 or 15 minutes ago who talked about something that he heard on the radio earlier today, where the pick for Chicago, especially with tonight's win, can be anywhere from 1-5 to 1-6 to 1-7. They're going to have two good picks. That's what it boils down to. What's your point?
My point was, well, I was trying to get to, I got you upset, I apologize for that. My point was, the fact is, we all know, you already said that Carolina should not give up on Bryce Young. Am I correct?
Yes, I've said that.
Okay. And I think, and I'm hoping, if things work out with these two bad teams that worked out with their post, I really believe it's going to happen this way. This is my opinion. That it's going to be Carolina, Chicago at the end of the year. And the Bears should not give up on whatever Justin Fields is doing and bring in Marvin Harrison and bring in Brock Bowers if they are there at the end of the year. Why not? That would be awesome for them. But overall, these two teams aren't crap. That was the only thing I was trying to tell you. I don't want to ever piss you off. You're a good young man. I love calling you.
Hold on. Well, hold on. Thank you. You ain't pissing me off. There ain't nothing that crazy in life where somebody calling me talking about sports on the radio is going to piss me off. But what I'd like to do is at least get a point across where you actually listen. That would be appreciated.
And I think I'm doing that.
You could have got right to the point and just said, hey, JR, I think they should take a tight end and a wide receiver if they have it. That would save us a lot of time, Travis.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm an old man. Just call you every now and then.
How old are you?
60.
No, you're not an old man. And to be honest, you're not.
I have kids older than you.
Yeah. How old am I?
I think you're 27.
No. So do me a favor. Don't call and call me a young man. I'm older than your kids, Travis. By quite a lot.
And I think my kids might be older than that, though. But God love you, brother. Okay. I love your show. Thank you,
okay,
brother.
Well, 60 years old, no. You're not old by any stretch. And I'm much older than you think I am. Thank you, Travis.
All right. God bless you, man.
All right. Thank you. Sheesh. Hey, Shep, well, my God.
Well, Big Travis was chomping at the bit to get in that insight when it comes to draft picks and compensatory picks, and so.
How hard is it to say, JR? I don't think they should draft a quarterback. I think they should just get Justin Fields help with wide receiver and tight end.
And he would happen to be right, by the way.
Why can't he just say that? Why do we got to walk around the block?
Because I think, and I'm not saying Big Travis is guilty of this from Fairfax, but I think when people get on the air, they get a little more pep in their step, and they understand that, they may get a minute, 2 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and they just want to make sure that their call is worthwhile.
I let people talk more than anybody else anywhere.
I would agree. I would definitely agree with that, for sure. But I also think it's exciting for most people, especially people that listen to the show on a regular basis, when they get on the airwaves, they get excited. And so when you get excited, you feel like you want to really go back and forth, and you feel like you want to engage full throttle. And so sometimes you lose the aspect of listening and being able to process what you're saying. And Big Travis, to your point, JR, 60? I mean, we've said it. Hubie
it's
Brown.
Not old.
No.
What the hell is that?
No.
I'm an old man at 60?
To do what you're doing, though, you're still, because I do know your age. You're not a young man, but.
The man said I'm 27.
No, you're definitely not.
That was a while ago.
Here's the hint. There's not a two in front of your age. That I know. But you are very young to have done what you have been doing for as long as you have been doing it.
Oh, yeah, but he ain't old at 60.
No, you're not. No, 60's middle age, JR.
Let's put it this way. That man wouldn't want – well, I don't know if I want to talk to any of his kids anyway.
Befuddled by? And Big Travis seems like a responsible human being.
You're befuddled by what?
He was like, I think my kids are older than that. Didn't you hear that last part? I think my kids are older than that. And I'm thinking to myself, Big Trav, you sound like a dad that is there firsthand every single day. How do you not know how old your kids are?
Yeah, well, I mean, they get to a point where it's just, hey, they're alive, and that's all that matters.
Well, listen, I'm not going to confuse Big Trav for Nick Cannon or Phillip Rivers anytime soon.
Oh, my God. How many kids does Nick Cannon have?
He's got 12, I believe.
Nick Cannon has 12
I
kids?
I believe he has 12, and here's like kind of the worst part.
Mariah Carey has two of them, and Phillip Rivers has 11?
And if you include Nick Cannon, she's got three.
Antonio Cromartie has how many kids?
Probably 8 or 9. But
only?
But here's the difference, though. I think Nick Cannon sees having all these kids as part of his brand. You can't be look. I'm a dog dad. I am not a dad of a human being, so I can't talk to the extremes that most people can listen to the show that are fathers.
Four or five different mothers, by
right?
Nick Cannon,
like
right?
You can't be. And JR, correct me if I'm wrong. And anybody, please correct me if I'm wrong. You cannot be a great father to anybody if you have 12 kids. It's just flat out reckless, yeah, if you ask me.
I think you've spread yourself thin unless they're all in the house and then
But that's worse. I mean, unless it's just the Van Trapps and the Sound of Music, like that's worse.
To have them all under one roof?
Well, in that instance, like they had like
that's great. That's
right.
Fine.
No, but
no,
but
it's not great, but I mean, damn.
But okay,
a lot of
so
kids.
Nick Cannon could probably afford a 14-bedroom and bathroom house. I get that.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, when you start spreading yourself, then I think that's unfair to the kids. That's
right.
Just me.
I mean, does each kid have their own personal secretary, you know, a living nanny
matter.
And house
each
cleaner?
Each kid, they got to share one dad. He's one person. And,
right, right.
One dad for 12 kids spread out all over the country? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of wild there.
I mean, that's more people on a football field at one time, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, one day he'll be a grandpa and
jeez.
Never mind.
He may have a hundred biological grandkids.
Nick Cannon?
He might.
Yeah, give him some time.
All they'd have to do is have 8 kids instead of 12, and he would have 100 grandkids.
How's Octomom doing? Where's she at?
Oh, I don't know. That's a mess.
I haven't heard about Octomom in a minute.
I think we're better off for that.
I'll Google Octomom in a break.
Okay.
I'll have an update for everybody on the other
side.
She
didn't go to Shepherd University. That I know.
Did she go to any? I know what. Never mind.
No.
I was going to say, I know where she went. I can't say where she went.
And we know where she's been.
She went to a town university. I'll let you figure out what's in front of town. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I have an update on Octomom, and then we'll hear from Lane Kiffin here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show, and what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery and the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Been talking about the Bears beating the Panthers tonight 16-13. There was some other news earlier in the day. Unfortunately, it's surrounding Lane Kiffin. I know Michigan has gotten a lot of attention over the past couple of weeks with this sign-stealing scandal. People are expecting some type of suspension or punishment for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan at some point over the next couple of days. And Michigan has already tried to, you know, hit out against it. Now, in the case of Lane Kiffin, what the hell is going on with him? Ole Miss is getting ready to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are looking for their 27th consecutive victory, and Ole Miss is just trying to screw up the entire college football playoff and then also, you know, maybe make a strong case for themselves. Not that I think that will happen, but they're trying to screw things up. But unfortunately for Lane Kiffin, today the world learned that his defensive tackle, I want to say former, but he's still on the team, so says the school, DeSanto Rollins, back on March 21st, well, let's go back even further. On February 27th, DeSanto Rollins, he's a defensive tackle for Ole Miss, he had a meeting with Lane Kiffin, and he talked about not being mentally prepared to play, said that he was dealing with depression and that he was going to go ahead and take a break. Now, at that point, Lane Kiffin let him know that he was going to be demoted from the defensive line down to a scout team offensive line. And so DeSanto Rollins stepped away from the team, and he was requested to talk to coach, which he said he wasn't ready for. And so February 27th was their first meeting. They did not connect again until March 21st of this year. And they had a conversation that DeSanto Rollins decided to record. And that conversation sounded like this. It started off with Lane Kiffin saying, well, this.
If you would have come here when you kept getting messages, the head coach wants to talk to you, and you saying, I'm not ready to talk to him.
I wasn't.
Well, what f-ing world do you live in?
I don't see why you gotta be disrespectful, honestly.
Get out of here. Go. Go. You're off the team. You're done. See ya. See ya.
Because I'm...
See ya. Go. Go. And guess what? We can kick you off the team. So go read your f-ing rights about mental health. We can kick you off the team for not showing up. When the head coach has to meet with you and you don't show up for weeks, okay, we can remove you from the team. It's called being a f-. It's called hiding behind sh- and not showing up to work.
Yeah, he called him a shup. What did you say? A wussy, right?
Yeah, just replace that with another letter, and we know what that letter is, yeah.
Okay, well, that was from Lane Kiffin. And so the school and Lane Kiffin are being sued for $40 million, okay? $40 million they're being sued for. Do I think this man, young man, DeSanto Rollins, is going to get $40 million? No, I don't. The school has also hit back and responded by saying, despite what you just heard from Lane Kiffin, that he'd be kicked off the team, so on and so forth, is that he's still on a team, he's still on scholarship, and he still has access to all of the resources, education, etc., that he would have. And so I guess the words were empty there by Lane Kiffin. Now, there are a few things that can be true here. I find all of these things to be true. There are a lot of people that are overly sensitive. That is true. I also understand there are a lot of people who are insensitive. And so having said that, I don't know what the hell else the school has done. Lane Kiffin and the university, the representative, whatever you want to call him, they could have done better. If the man is depressed, and yeah, there are a lot of people who run around and claim it, and there are a lot of people who are, and a lot of people suffer, and they suffer silently, without a shadow of a doubt. But what other help did they get? I don't think it's enough to say, hey, I told you, we told you to come talk to coach, and he's like, I'm depressed. He told you that. From the minute the guy said that he was depressed, he wasn't in a good mindset, what did the school do to try to support him, to try to help him, to get him resources to see how he was feeling, how he could improve his mental health? What did y'all do? Because just saying, hey, we called you to come to work, is not good enough. That's not good enough. And so do I think he's going to get 40 mil? No. No, I don't. He going to get something? Possibly. Maybe he gets nothing. I just know that the university and the school could have done better. And if you're Lane Kiffin, take this as a lesson. If you're a person and any individual in power, you should conduct yourself. And this is just people in general. You should try to conduct yourself like everybody's listening, like everybody's watching. It shouldn't take a recorded phone call or being a hidden camera this. No, Act like you are responsible. Act like you're accountable. Or be held accountable at all times. Something bad shouldn't have to happen for people to act right. But that's human behavior. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Spencer's here from Reno. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I want to know whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty. It seems like every time there's an accusation against a white coach, it's believe the player and get rid of the coach. Why don't they get their day in court? Pat Fitzgerald bled purple for 25 years, and all of a sudden his career is gone. Jim Harbaugh buys a hamburger for a kid, and everybody wants him out. And now you're going after Lane Kiffin. What'd you say when Mel Tucker had his accusations against him?
Well, I also said that he was an ass for what he did, and he put himself in a terrible position. I actually said that here on the radio, Spencer. This is not a matter.
Have you guys learned anything about the Duke LaCrosse scandal when you ruined those white players' lives forever?
Oh, my God. Spencer, can you pause for a second?
Yes, I will.
Well, thank you so much. I answered you about Mel Tucker, and you didn't have a retort. Because for me, and this is a point that you made in regards to race, I could care less what color anybody is, okay? I hope you listen to me very carefully, and I want you to listen and not respond. I want you to listen and take in what I'm saying. I'm going to say it again very slowly for you because it might be necessary. I do not give a damn what color anybody is. Wrong is wrong. And so we can go down, or you can go down a list of black versus black or white versus white. You certainly like the look at a black coach who had some accusations, and you dare ask me what I thought or said about that, and we had a conversation about how terrible, disgusting of a mistake that he made. You can go back and look that up in the archives. There is not a one-size-fits-all or one scenario that checks all. And this is not a matter of innocent until proven guilty. This is not a court of law. You just heard the audio, and I provided you an opinion based on it. And so what I want to encourage you to do, Spencer, I want you to go ahead and look in the mirror, and I want you to try to understand why you are so bothered or so upset by something that I just presented to you as fact. You just heard audio from Lane Kiffin, correct?
Yeah, but yesterday...
No, I'm not done yet. Shut up. Go look in the mirror and try to figure out why you are so bothered or so upset. This is not the court. I just played you audio. What is there to decide about innocent or guilty? I just told you what he's guilty of being. He's guilty of being an ass. You just heard the audio. I also told you I don't think the kid is going to get the money. Just because you're not guilty in a court of law doesn't mean you ain't guilty of being an ass. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, if you got to be bothered about race, then that's a you problem.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I love the show. JR, I just want to say, man, your show is not a show if I don't get at least one, oh, God, from you, one of your callers. With this guy talking about Robert De Niro, and you're like, well, what's the point? Well, you know, he ate pizza and his son. And these last 5 minutes had to have been the most hilarious I've ever heard on your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I'm learning more about all the intricacies that I bring to the radio. Oh, God. I learned yesterday, a young lady called and she says, like, you say damn the way you say damn. Yeah. Well, listen, folks, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I need to let you know this. This is also very important to let you know. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group and do it now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Going to get your calls in before I got to roll out. Of course, I'll be back with you tomorrow. And we're going to take a look at some more NFL games that will hopefully be better than what we witnessed tonight. This upcoming Sunday, of course, we got the Browns and the Ravens. We also have the Colts and the Patriots early Sunday morning. They're going to be playing out in Frankfurt. Yeah, two consecutive weeks of football in Germany. Somehow, some way, the Falcons will find a way to lose to a returning Kyler Murray. I mean, the Falcons are losing to every quarterback imaginable that has no business being in a game. Levis, Dobbs, a returning Kyler Murray. I'm sure that'll happen. A matter of fact, this is what Kyler Murray had to say about what he's looking forward to the most.
Just playing football. I feel that's what excites me the most. Obviously, being under a new, I haven't played, for JG, for Drew. but I've got to witness it for the past however many months, and I've seen what's been put into it. I've seen the grind that's been put into it.
Nice to know that Jonathan Gannon has a nickname, JG, yes. And then on Sunday Night Football, we got a great matchup. Can't wait for this. The New York Jets and the Raiders should be fun. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Philly Mac calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, J.R.
How are you?
It's been a while.
Thank you. What's up?
I was talking to J.R. I mean,
who? Yep, it's me.
In the past, like okay. 17, 18 minutes ago. Okay. So, how do I say this? Last time I talked to you guys, I was talking to you. It was like just before we went up the show, but I was saying about what? Sports and about people attacking the people. But I had said something about some of my family members were part of a fire. It was like back in April. Well, okay. My family members survived, and they're doing really well.
Good.
So I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I went into a depression. I'm 61 years old, bro. I deal with post-traumatic stress, but I've re-arisen. And so the last couple of weeks, every once in a while, some individuals decide on a national stadium, national show like yours, right, to either attack you or Shep. So I've been listening, and I'm the fourth of seven children, so I'm used to being a defender.
Okay. Right?
And last night, when that individual was attacking Shep, and he basically said he's fake, I listened to everything. You guys actually kind of like, you were so polite and easygoing, but that's your guy, and I listened to Shep when he has his individual show without you, and both right. You guys are not fake in any way. I remember back in April, I can actually tell you, it was the third Thursday in April, when that individual from Alabama was calling, and I was going back and forth, and he got racist, and both you and Shep got really upset, and you made it clear that is not who you guys are. You guys remember that show?
Not really, but go ahead. Thank
but yeah,
you.
That's where it went down, right? Okay. So I've re-arisen, and last night I was sitting here and listening back and forth, and the way that Shep did that, he heard him out, you heard the guy out. You guys actually gave him, like, one or two escapes, but in the end of it, the fact that he still said, I respect you, dude, in some way, there was no respect. He was calling him a fake because he didn't even know Shep. And Shep was saying, you don't know me. I never admitted that I party and bake bread with Anthony Davis. Yeah. Even you said that, right, J.R., yeah. right? You know yes. him because of the industry, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here listening to the whole situation in my life and things going on. Next week, I'm going to have a meeting with the board of directors from my – it's a semi-pro football team. We're going to the national championship.
Okay.
Second year in a row in Florida.
Yeah.
And – we're a nonprofit, and we had a meeting yesterday about standards and about being respectful no matter what,
yeah,
no matter what
minimum.
Everybody has to say in any strategy. And I listened to the way you guys dealt with that last night with that individual. He's just a punk dude. And
he
I hope he had a bad day.
Oh, well, I ain't wishing bad on nobody, Philly Mac.
And I know that,
you.
And I respect that. Cause
okay,
that's
all
right,
okay. On. All right. Well, listen, Philly Mac, I got more people I got to get on. I appreciate the kind words, and you call me up anytime. And good luck with everything you got going on, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, no doubt. I ain't going to wish ill on nobody. Look, I don't suffer for ignorance at all. That's just one thing I don't do. Like, nobody's going to come here and attack me and make me feel bad. Look, I sleep very well at night. It don't matter what anybody says about me. The fact of the matter is I just have zero tolerance or patience for ignorance because we have enough of it in the world and we got enough problems. And the fact of it is people need to step outside of their comfort zones a lot of the times and actually listen. Big Mac is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR?
How are you? We're up against it. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Big Mac from other night, man. Did you go get a Big Mac after the show?
I did not get a Big Mac after the show because it appears that McDonald's ran out of Big Macs.
And they all out of that dollar menu, too, when we talking about I've that other night.
I heard man, a dollar menu like, doesn't exist no more. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, man, they took it all away, Joe. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to bring you some good vibes and good thoughts at the end of the show here. And, you know, through the controversy, a couple of little calls that came in, you know, a couple people might have been off some or whatever, who knows. But I did want to say that I had your guys back and you got to ask
Big,
the
Big
phone
Mac, where's the phone? Did it slip between your armpit? What happened?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, where was the phone at?
Oh man, it's slipping down off the side of my face, I guess, J.R.
I did. Well, listen, you got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to lay it like this. It was 19 touchdown passes that the guy threw in college.
Okay, thank you. It wasn't 20, it was 19. Okay.
It was 19, so I got your back on that one. Anna had the back of your guy that said he stays on the phone.
Thank you, Mac. You drive safe, okay?
Have a blessed one, you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. The show is absolutely awesome.
The show,
thank you, man. Appreciate you, bro. Tony from Massachusetts, you know how to get in and out. Go ahead. You got 10 seconds.
What up, Jay? I was going to comment on that other call, man, but it just shows where people are by the way they respond to certain stuff that they hear. But anyway, I think you're dead on about Chicago. I think they're going to draft a quarterback, and I'm thinking that's probably their best move. Because I can see, like, Justin Fields ending up in a place like maybe Pittsburgh. I don't want him to come to New England because they'll just kill him. But I just want to know your opinion on that. I'm just going to hang up and listen.
I would love that. That'd be cool, Tony. Thank you for calling from Massachusetts. I think Fields, unless there's a miracle coming the rest of the season with Chicago, I think Fields is ultimately going to be done. And I think it would be cool if he did end up in a place like Pittsburgh and he could continue to develop. But, yeah, Kenny Pickett and that offense, where are they going? Nowhere. Who knows? Maybe Justin Fields in Pittsburgh might be a situation where things work out. But that's a conversation for another day. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. It's a wrap. It's finito. Be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We'll be talking about the upcoming NFL games for the weekend. We'll be talking some college football. We got a lot to do. If you miss me in the interim, you can go ahead and find me all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, X, IG, all of it. Don't miss me too much. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you to you for listening. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm gone. JR Sport Brief Show finished. But Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next, so don't move.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker to tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.